A new report from the Boston Foundation shows a sharp rise in the number of Boston public school students succeeding in college. In fact, the percentage of Boston students graduating in 6 years is higher than the country as a whole. Compare that with 5 years ago, when a study showed the city's high school graduates who went to college had a low graduation rate. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports on the turnaround.
For many students who are the first in their family to go to college, there are lots of adjustments to make.
The first day was very surprising to me. I didn't expect that many people on the stairs and also on the elevators.
Ibrahim Mohammed is a freshman at UMass Boston. He's overcome culture shock before. In 2006, his family moved from a Somali refugee camp in Kenya to Michigan. He spoke no English. But after moving to Boston and graduating from South Boston High School, he still was not prepared to understand a college syllabus.
The first thing we did was to look at the syllabus for the classes.
Mohammed took his syllabus to his mentor, Tori Hayes, at a nonprofit called Bottom Line. It's part of a mentoring program called Success Boston, and Hayes helps Mohammed navigate college.
A lot of the time, colleges do offer a lot of support, but first-generation college students don't always know where they can go to receive that support. So that can be anything from signing up for a tutor or getting a writing coach to help them throughout the semester to working with a financial aid officer to resolve a bill.
Success Boston was created in 2009 in response to a previous Boston Foundation report that showed students who graduated from Boston Public Schools were being put in remedial courses in college, and only a third graduated with a degree in 7 years. Now the new report says half graduate with a degree in 6 years, and college enrollment continues to rise. Also, fewer students need to be put in remedial classes.
I think it shows we're absolutely on the right path to becoming the best urban school district in the country.
Paul Grogan is president of the Boston Foundation.
We've achieved now a completion rate that exceeds the national average by several points. And when you think that the Boston school system serves primarily low-income minority youngsters, it's really an amazing story. And even more amazing is there is every prospect for further improvement because of the Success Boston initiative.
Success Boston, which is a partnership between the Boston Foundation, Boston schools, nonprofits, and area colleges, supports about 250 kids. The improved graduation rates can also be attributed to more rigorous academics, especially the MCAS graduation requirement, says Boston School Superintendent Carol Johnson.
We certainly have been focusing a great deal more on making sure most of our students reach proficiency on the MCAS. We've trained over 200 of our high school teachers to offer advanced placement classes so that we've increased the rigor there. And we've been working really hard on making sure more of our students take Algebra 1 at the 8th grade.
But there are still gaps that need addressing, says Johnson, including bringing up the performance of Latino and Black male students. For Ibrahim Mohammed, who is Black, the coaching with Success Boston has made his first semester go smoothly at UMass.
I think I just had my first semester completed and had the grades I wanted. And I think with the help of the Success Boston team, I feel like I'm on track and very well and will be able to graduate in 4 years.
Mohammed is being modest. He doesn't say he made the dean's list. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.